This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the fourth National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The three-day conference began yesterday and will emphasize on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. The first such conference was held in Dharamshala in June 2022, followed by the second edition in January 2023 and the third edition in December last year in New Delhi. Our correspondent reports that chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, will be present at the conference. The Conference of Chief Secretaries has been a key initiative driven by Prime Minister Modi's vision of fostering stronger collaboration between the centre and states. The fourth national conference is focused on the theme promoting entrepreneurship, employment and skilling, leveraging the demographic dividend, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. The Lok Sabha has resumed the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to respond to the debate in the lower house today. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha began a two-day debate on the Constitution. Opening the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stated that the Indian Constitution paved the way for nation building by addressing all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life. Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of the Congress stated that the Constitution is the protective armour that keeps citizens safe. Sri Lanka President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake will be on a three-day visit to India starting tomorrow. Briefing the media yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this would be Mr. Dissanayake's first visit since his election as the President of Sri Lanka. He also mentioned that during his three-day visit, Mr. Dissanayake will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Regarding repatriation efforts for Indians in West Asia, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 77 Indians who wished to return to India have been evacuated from Syria. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held delegation-level talks with Portugal's Foreign Minister Paulo Rangel in New Delhi yesterday. During the talks, the two leaders reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral ties, including trade and investment, defence, science and technology, tourism, culture and people-to-people ties. Both ministers also exchanged views on global and regional developments of mutual interest. Dr. Jaishankar thanked Mr. Rangel for Portugal's continued support to India's permanent membership in the UN Security Council and for strengthening India-EU ties. South Korean lawmakers will vote in Parliament today on the second impeachment motion against President Yoon Suk Yeol following his brief attempt to impose martial law. The voting will take place around 12:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The third cricket test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and hosts Australia began at the Gabba in Brisbane today. Put into bat, the hosts were 28-0 loss when rain interrupted play in their first innings. The five-match series is currently tied 1-1. In hockey, India will take on Japan in the semi-final of the Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman today. The match is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In the other semi-final, China will take on South Korea at the same venue at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will continue over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency said cold wave conditions will prevail over parts of Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.